appreciate the introduction. It's good to be back. Been on a little bit of a hiatus. The Northeast Weed meeting conflicts with the Beltwide, and my time at Virginia Tech dictated that I be at the Northeast Weed time. But I'm glad to be back at NC State and glad to be back at the Beltwide. I've got it on a stick if you want me to try that. Seth, this is all your fault.
Yeah. We didn't have this problem, Seth, until you came back in the room. She looked pretty locked up.
Oh, it ain't doing nothing.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, while he's working on that, so the gist of the project that I was going to speak on is looking at Elevor and Culex. Elevor, and this is the basis for one of my graduate students' projects at Virginia Tech, and he just finished in December. So Elevor is a new auxin marketed by Dow in Elevor, haloxifen methyl, and then it's also in a premix with Culex, which is the premix of haloxifen plus chlorazolam, which is an ALS. And if anybody's got small grains responsibilities, they probably recognize the Culex. In my part of the world, it's gained a lot of traction, kind of taking some of that Harmony Extra market into small grains. But it's kind of claim to fame, the haloxifen part is horseweed control. So our standard burn down in North Carolina and a lot of the Southeast is Roundup plus 2,4-D plus Valor. The 2,4-D to control the glyphosate-resistant horseweed. And we know that if folks are going to be using the Elevor in a similar manner, we better be familiar with the plant back to cotton. We know that 2,4-D and dicamba can, you know, at short intervals injure cotton if they're applied too close to, especially on varieties that have no tolerance to the Enlist or the dicamba side with the Extend Flex. So that's the basis of this study, was looking at plant back of Elevor and Culex. We only looked at Culex in 2018 because we didn't know they were going to pursue that burn down until 2018, and they wanted to add it in as a treatment. So what we looked at, we also did some weed control stuff, and I'll give you the gist of that since none of the slides are coming up. But on the weed control side, we also looked at, there's been some really good work done in Indiana at Purdue, and they found that it works good on horseweed, similar to dicamba, better than 2,4-D, and we found the exact same results. We looked at it on small horseweed and large horseweed. And on the small horseweed, we saw no difference between Elevor and dicamba, and it was better than both rates of 2,4-D at 16 ounces and a quart. On the larger horseweed, we saw a small separation between the Elevor and the dicamba, slight advantage to the Elevor, but not much. And again, we saw a big separation between the 16-ounce and the 32-ounce rate of 2,4-D. But what we were most interested was the other weeds. We've got a lot of different weeds out there burned down, and most importantly, we were worried about cutleaf evening primrose and curly dot. Those are two, and I bring those up. Why? Because 2,4-D, you know, the Roundup in that mixture we apply burn down does not control those weeds very well. So we knew 2,4-D is good on primrose. We wanted to look at Elevor. Bottom line, Elevor does not do a good job on primrose at all. Elevor and Roundup looks not very good at all as well on the primrose. So that's going to be something people will complain about if they substitute the Elevor in for the 2,4-D. So moving forward, and also similar results on the DOC as well. So moving forward, we want to look at maybe some low rates of 2,4-D with that Elevor to kind of control the mare's tail as well as expand the spectrum of control to the primrose, to the dock. And then the other weed that Elevor did a good job on was henbit. I think Larry Steckel had pointed that out in some of his research as well. And that was a little bit different than 2,4-D and dicamba that didn't do very good. But the basis of the project I was going to talk about, I guess we're not going to get this fixed. That's all right. So the basis of what I was going to talk about today was the plant back. So we did a 5x4 factorial of 5 burn down times. So we looked at Elevor at 4 weeks before planting, 3 weeks before planting, 2 weeks, 1 week, and then at planting. And then we compared 1 ounce of Elevor to 8 ounces of dicamba to 32 ounces of 2,4-D in a non-treated chick. We picked those rates because they're the standard horseweed rates. We use 32 ounces of 2,4-D to get more consistent horseweed control. So that's why we pick those. You know, if we're using dicamba burn down, it's usually at 8 ounces from an economical standpoint. And then the Elevore is at an ounce, and that's their kind of horseweed rate. The other thing to point out is we used a Stoneville GLT cotton variety. We wanted to make sure we had no auxin tolerance to favor either 2,4-D or dicamba. And we also know that some of those auxin traits can confer some resistance to other auxins, so we want to make sure that was not a part of the puzzle. So basically what we found, and I want to point out that 2017 and 2018 in North Carolina and Virginia, where we did this research, we did it at 8 locations in North Carolina and Virginia. And with the wet seasons that we had in 17 and 18, we really didn't have much injury outside of those at planting auxin applications. I could tell where we put them out a week ahead of time, but it did not come out in the data. So what we did is we took the at planting applications, we grouped those all together, and then the 1 through 4 weeks before planting, we averaged over those timings.
No.
It is really not a problem. This is good practice for the grad students. Y'all need to have to go through something like this before. So this is something I forgot to mention. This is the current rotational restrictions for Elevore. So 14 days for corn and soybeans. It's 30 days for cotton right now. And we know in my part of the world, I get this call all the time, growers are routinely applying 2,4-D and dicamba at shorter intervals than what's on their labels. So what does that mean for Elevore? We wanted to know, because we know if they're going to substitute it in, they're going to use it in the exact same manner. So we needed to be familiar with that. And the Culex has a 90-day rotational restriction. So here's the locations. We did it at 8 locations in northeast North Carolina and southeastern Virginia, really representing the cotton producing parts of those two states. Already been through this. I've already been through my treatments. Oh, in 2018, we added the Culex. We only put it at 2 and 4 weeks before planting, and that was the 3/4 ounce. That's the standard rate for small grains. Data collection, we looked at injury 7, 14, 28 days after emergence. We collected cotton stands at 14 and 28 days. We also used some methodology that Dr. York and Culpepper had worked out in some older research on some of the auxins pre-plant, and looked at percent of cotton plants with a distorted leaf, so a plant that has that typical auxin injury, and then cotton height and seed cotton yield. So jumping into the data, this is with the at planting applications, 14 days after emergence, averaged over those 8 locations. And what we found is that you'll notice it real quick, the Elevore, cotton tolerance to Elevore was much less than dicamba and 2,4-D. Dicamba is very well established that, you know, of the auxins applied pre-plant, it has the most carryover concerns. We see that with residual weed control from dicamba versus some of the other auxins, or 2,4-D specifically. So we're looking at growth reduction, total injury, and distorted leaf. And Elevore, you know, is 10% or less versus, you know, around 30% for dicamba and about 25% for 2,4-D. So we feel good that you know, this is a worst-case scenario. This is not something that I try to advertise, because as soon as I put something like this on a grower talk, they'll want to apply them at planting. When we looked at cotton stand, we saw a similar result. This is, again, the auxins applied at planting 14 days after emergence. No difference between the non-treated check and Elevore on cotton stand, whereas dicamba and 2,4-D had caused a stand reduction. So again, that kind of backed up what we were seeing visually. When we looked at all of our applications averaged over 1 through 4 weeks before planting, very little injury across the board. And this goes back to those wet springs. We know the water solubility of these auxins. When we get some moisture, we don't have a lot of problem with carryover. They're washed out pretty easily. And that was what we saw. We did see, not much statistical differences there, but overall very little injury if we got them on at least 1 week ahead of time. I could tell you, I could pick out 2,4-D and dicamba applied at 1 week. After 1 week, when we moved in 2 weeks, I couldn't tell them apart. When we looked at cotton stand, averaged over 1 through 4 weeks before planting, we saw no effect on cotton stand.
And then when we look at cotton lint yield, and this is averaged over all time, and so at planting through 4 weeks before planting, and we saw no injury, or that injury did not translate into a yield loss. And again, this is something I don't like to advertise because I don't want folks to be in that worst-case scenario trying to put these things on at planting. But that cotton was able to recover from that early season injury, and again, it did not translate into a yield loss. So, you know, being a weed scientist, you know, I wanted to be able to back this up, and I said, well, it looks like Elevore, cotton tolerance to Elevore is better than our other auxins. So I put the stuff on post-emergence, and this was just a... This was not a replicated trial, not good, you know, statistical power here. It was done on some border rows, but I just wanted to apply some post-emergence. So I did a 1,000X all the way up to a 1X. And those red rates, those, so I started seeing visual symptomology at 125X. Now, if you talk about 2,4-D and dicamba, you're going to start seeing visual symptomology much at much lower rates than we did with Elevore. So that kind of backed up what we saw on the pre-plant side. And the injury, this is important too, the injury looks different. So I feel confident that we would be able to pick this out from the other auxin herbicides. When I first saw it, I thought it looked like a first baseman's mitt. But when I was trying to Google an image of that to put up here, I was like, well, maybe it don't really look like that. But what's important is the early injury symptomology was leaf roll. So it looked more like an aminopyrrolid to me. And that makes sense with it being an aeropinolinate herbicide family. So, again, that symptomology, it's not as much strapping as 2,4-D, not as much cupping as dicamba. So I feel like if we ran into an off-target situation, we'd be able to pick it out from the other auxins. So in the wrapping up, we found that cotton tolerance to Elevore is good if we follow those current labeled restrictions. What does this mean at shorter intervals? We saw the Elevore... cotton tolerance to Elevore was better than 2,4-D and dicamba. So if guys are going to integrate it into their systems, just like those other auxins on mare's tail, we feel confident that it's not going to cause a lot of problems. I do want to stress that we had wet 17 and 18 growing seasons, so if we have dry conditions, we would probably see different results. So I think that would be something that we're going to try to account for moving forward is try to get these under more some dry conditions. And Culex, we only looked at it in 18, but when we applied it 2 or 4 weeks ahead of planting, we only had 5% or less injury, 14, 28 days after emergence. So, but we only looked at it in 18, so we want to move forward looking at it some more just to get some more data on that. Well, with that said, despite all the technical difficulties, I'll be glad to take any questions if you have them. Man, I'm still on time. 13 minutes, 2 minutes for questions. Yes, Steve.
How does the horse weed control of Elevore compare to Sharp? Sharp is a good
deal. If it was small, I would say the Sharpen would probably have an advantage. On larger, I would give it to Elevore. You're comparing a contact to an auxin, so that's, you know, I would draw that conclusion with probably all of them. If you give Elevore some time to work, that's one other thing that I've noticed. It takes a long time, more so than some of the other auxins. It does a pretty good job. I would say on that small horse, we were getting average over those. We did it at like 12 locations. We got about 90%, and that was on... that was on 3-inch mare's tail, if I'm not mistaken. And then we moved up to like 6 to 8 mare's tail, and it dropped down to about 78, 80. So I would expect it to do better on the larger stuff. But we were actually surprised we didn't have as much glyphosate resistance as we previously expected. So the tank mix of those looked really good on the mare's tail. What we were missing was the primrose and the dock.
So for bigger mare's tail,
oh, with the Elevore, I think the smarter, I think the route more folks would go would be 2,4-D. It's probably more economical. We could go 8 ounces of 2,4-D with the Elevore. If we could pick up the primrose, the horseweed with the Elevore, the henbit with the, you know, Roundup would get the henbit too. But I think that's probably more what would be, and we've talked to Corteva about this, they might want to think about a premix. That I would think that would make more sense in my mind would be 8 ounces, a low rate of 2,4-D or 8 or 12 or something like that. Any other questions?
Yeah. Have you looked at elderwort pre-planting or ad planting on enlisters this time?
No. So we did it on stone wool because we wanted to take out the possibility that they conferred some resistance to the elderwort. But what we found on the stone wool or the non-auxin traded cotton, it seems to be more tolerant, or the cotton seems to be more tolerant than 2,4-D and dicamba. Any other questions? Yeah, so you need to spray some on some Enlist and some dicamba cotton post-emergence to see if they confer some resistance. That would be interesting.
Let's give a round of applause for Dr. James.